Hello, 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 hello. Is the show on? Good evening and welcome to South Sudan in Focus on The Voice of America. I'm your host, John Tanza, on this broadcast from Washington. Here are some of the top stories making news across South Sudan, Sudan, and the rest of Africa on this Christmas Day, Wednesday, December 25th, 2024. The head of the Anglican Church in South Sudan says South Sudanese should embrace hope.
The Archbishop and Primate of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, Justin Badi Arama, took to the pulpit with a message of hope to a congregation struggling with multiple challenges.
And some South Sudanese living in the diaspora say they want to return home.
It's actually good when, like, your friends, you go with them out, that's when you'll enjoy it. But to be honest, Christmas is too boring. Like, it's so boring. Yeah, celebrating in South Sudan, like, you'll be having families around you.
We'll have these stories and more coming up on South Sudan in Focus. Christians in South Sudan celebrate Christmas with a renewed hope despite economic hardships, insecurity, and the effects of the conflict in Sudan. The head of the Anglican Church in South Sudan, Archbishop Justin Badi Arama, delivered a message of unity and hope. Sheila Pony attended Christmas prayers at the All Saints Cathedral in Juba and reports for VOA.
At All Saints Cathedral in Juba, the Archbishop and Primate of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan, Justin Badi Arama, took to the pulpit with a message of hope to a congregation struggling with multiple challenges.
The people who are walking in darkness have seen a great light. Christmas is not only a time that we can be happy. Christmas is a time where we can reflect on the hope that God can give to each one of us. Hope to keep going. Hope to live for God. Hope to push ahead, even if you don't know what is going to happen tomorrow.
The Archbishop's words, in line with the challenges of economic hardship, insecurity, and the scars of conflict. Ajith Mary, a resident of Juba Town, says she came to join other Christians to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, so I first start with the security arrangement. You know, last evening, there was no security search on the road, which was something really good because previously we could feel harassment. I was even worried how I will reach home due to a lot of checkpoints on the road. But I don't know what they did this year. There was the difficult part is the economic situation. Really, people could not afford to buy fancy things anymore. And I feel like it's also a lesson to South Sudanese that they have now come to terms with the current economic condition.
Another resident of Juba Town says he will celebrate regardless of his financial conditions.
I'll chill with my friends. I'll go to my uncle's home, my auntie's home.
Even amid economic difficulties, South Sudanese are finding ways to celebrate with what little they have. Families gather for meals, chicken, cookies and sweets shared with friends and neighbors. Sarah Ambrose, an entrepreneur in Juba, says she has closed her business to give time for Christmas.
So I'm going to spend my Christmas visiting family, friends.
Samson Ladu Lobang, another resident of Juba Town, says Christmas comes once in a year and he takes the occasion to relax with his friends and forget the past.
Christmas is just like a very big occasion in our family. So people communicate, enjoy. But here in Juba, because of the economic crisis, there's nothing you can celebrate. But in the village, you group themselves one, you slaughter a goat. You finish, you go to another family, slaughter a goat like that. Then people they celebrate and they enjoy. And the children, they know to each other because I'm the son of so, I'm daughter of so. But here, it's only Sunday. And if you see like this here, people are so many because they are coming to renew their allegiance to God. But that is, next Sunday you receive that, there will be nobody.
Archbishop Arama says, hope, joy, freedom and peace should be the aspiration of South Sudanese who have not seen peace for 18 years. For VOA News, I am Sheila Aponi, reporting from Juba.
Despite ongoing economic hardships, inflation and hunger, some South Sudanese have still found ways to celebrate Christmas. Thousands of faithful gathered in the Jonglei State Capital Bor to find hope and strength. Dengai Deng was at St. Andrew's Cathedral of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan this morning and files this report for VOA from Bor.
At St. Andrew's Cathedral of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan in Bor, Christians gathered to mark the birth of Christ despite several challenges. This year's Christmas celebrations come amid serious economic challenges, compounded by delayed salary payments for civil servants and the organized forces. The country's economic crisis, exacerbated by inflation and the ongoing effects of the Sudan conflict, has left many families struggling to meet their basic needs. Bor parishioner Philip Malwangdeng says that despite the economic hardship that he and many others are going through, he is grateful for the gift of life.
People of Bor, and especially me also, we managed to celebrate this Christmas festival in Bor town, Jonglei State. Although there are a lot of challenges facing the entire Christian across the country, there are a lot of calamities, economic challenges. Some of the Christians are employees of the government, but they have not been paid for almost a year. But due to their resilience and their hope, that thing will change, especially the birth of Jesus Christ will make things change. So people are having hope that South Sudan will not be the same again this year.
Another faithful, Grace Bol Makwey, says the economic situation is tough, but Christmas is a reminder that hope is never lost.
When a person is hungry, when the stomach is complaining, the whole body will not be comfortable. But also, God gives lives, and also God gives happiness. Despite you are hungry, you feel happy, because God made this day for all of us. There are some people who did not see this day, but it's God who made it possible. So this is why we are very happy, and we are also wishing a prosperous new year, despite the hunger.
Bishop Ruben Akurdit, Archbishop of Jonglei Eternal Province of the Episcopal Church of South Sudan and the Bishop of Diocese Bor, offered words of encouragement to the faithful. In his Christmas sermon, Akurdit acknowledged the hardships many faced, but urged people to remain steadfast in their faith.
I was not expecting people to turn up like this because of economic crisis in the country. People are really hungry. There is no money, no salary, and even the food production is not adequate. So I thought that people really are going to be bogged down, but with the high spirit God has given them, they have come in high numbers in different churches. All the churches are full.
Bishop Akurdit commended the South Sudan government for ensuring security along the highways and in the towns so Christians can celebrate in peace. He urged government to put the country's interests above individual interests and do more to address the concerns of civil servants and organized forces. Majub Bieltruk, the governor of Jonglei State, urged people to use Christmas to forgive each other, unite and live in peace despite the economic hardships.
Our country cannot progress unless we are living in peace. It is the church that teaches us about peace and love. Let love ourselves, love our neighbors, and the other people who are living with us in the country. Tell your children not to fight among themselves.
In South Sudan, as elsewhere, the Christmas season serves as a time of reflection, prayer, and togetherness. While the country faces many challenges, the hope and faith of the people shine through. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng, reporting from Bor.
Many South Sudanese spending Christmas away from home say they miss the warmth of family gatherings, traditional celebrations, and the local food. For VOA News, William Sande Mabor reports from the Kenyan capital, Nairobi.
Mayan Maluong is a South Sudanese who lives in Nairobi and has spent six Christmas seasons away from home. He says he recalls how vibrant Christmas festivities were back home in South Sudan.
I really missed, you know, in back home during Christmas time. In those days, we go to church. After the church, now we go house to house eating sweets alawad. We miss those ones. We also eat this kafif, these cookies. Those things, we really miss them. We also miss the freedom, because at home you have that kind of freedom. You can walk, you can stay anywhere you want. No police will ask you. But here, you cross the line, police will actually ask you.
Deborah Nyilwes, another South Sudanese living in Nairobi, reflects on how she enjoyed Christmas festivities at home.
For the past years that I've been here, you stay indoors. Sometimes maybe if you have a friend, you just go out, eat, and then you come back. But there's not that unity compared to how we are in South Sudan. You're actually alone. Your family is back at home. So there's that lack of family unity. You know, like, we are used to that unity, like, as a family and friends. We really, really face the unity among ourselves. We miss food. There's something called kabis that we eat during Christmas. Yeah, and move from house to house, which is not here. You don't go and knock at the people's doors asking for sweets and kabis.
James Okongo, another South Sudanese university student in Nairobi, says the festivities means nothing to him if he is not with his friends.
Always when it reaches this season, I really regret a lot. Think of my family back home and how I would really wanted to be with them. But due to some situations and conditions, I could not really get access to go back home and celebrate with them. It has been quite long, but every time it reaches this season, I really recall those moments that we've been together. The feelings of being at home is always there. Home is always home. And I remember it's in Christmas that we get together and to share together the meals, to have fun and so on. And you will see great changes in people and so on. And to me, that's what at the moment I'm missing. And I always feel like to go back home to celebrate with people at home. I would like to wish you all, to my family members, friends, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
The United Nations Refugee Agency, UNHCR, says the majority of the South Sudanese refugees live in neighboring Sudan, Uganda, Ethiopia, Kenya, and the Democratic Republic of Congo. Kenya's Kakuma refugee camp hosts more than 448,000 South Sudanese refugees, one of the largest South Sudanese refugee population in the world. For VOA News, I am William Sande Mabor in Nairobi, Kenya.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus on the Voice of America. Coming up, South Sudanese celebrating Christmas overseas say they miss home. Find out why after the break.
What do you think? People speak out on important questions. The question today:
what skill would you most like to master?
I would love to learn how to use my hands. That is craft work, making the baskets and doing more of the clay artwork.
So I think I will go technology any day, anytime. So mastering what I do already, which is practically technology, which is software development, applications development, analysis and data mining.
I would love to play the organ. I love it. I love the sound. I would want to have it at home to play to my family.
Now many people don't like to be teachers. So for me, I'm willing to be.
I appreciate people that I can sing, because I can't sing myself and I don't have a very good voice. So I will go for singing.
What do you think? A daily discussion of important questions from VOA.
You are listening to South Sudan in Focus from The Voice of America. Residents of Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal, say this year's Christmas celebration will not be like in the previous years. Some civil servants say they are yet to receive their salaries so they can buy Christmas gifts for their children. Mamer Abraham Quart reports from Malakal.
Malakal is busy with people shopping for Christmas. Families who can afford to decorate are busy putting final touches on their homes. Different religious congregations march in the streets to bring the mood of Christmas closer in this country, which is 90% Christian. 20-year-old Maria Samuel says she is not prepared to celebrate Christmas this year. She says the country's economic crisis has affected her and she is not in a festive mood.
The situation in Malakal is hard. In Malakal here, I think half of it is not celebrating Christmas this year. I think it needs people to be employed and others to be empowered to do business, because if people get employed and will also encourage them to celebrate Christmas due to what they have in their hands.
23-year-old Matiang Lat, a motorcycle taxi driver known as a Boda Boda, says Malakal is peaceful this year unlike previous years.
We are going to celebrate it peacefully, and we have already prepared ourselves for this Christmas of New Year 2025. I can see now the Christmas of this year will be better than what we did before, because I can see the situation now has become very good. It is not like for last year. Yeah, there is peace in us. Everybody working peacefully.
South Sudan's Ministry of Finance announced last week that it has started paying 1 month of salary arrears to civil servants and organized forces after workers were not paid for nearly 12 months. However, not all workers have gotten their pay. South Sudan has struggled economically because the war in Sudan has blocked South Sudan's oil exports. Gabriel Oloich, a civil servant living in Malakal's United Nations Protection of Civilians site, says government employees are not able to meet their children's needs during the festivity season.
People have a lot of disappointment because government didn't give out salaries for Christmas. The order and money is not yet arrived. A lot of people are struggling now to survive. Children are preparing something for making Christmas. Nothing in their hand of the parents. So this is a big challenge.
Christmas in South Sudan is a special time of year marked by cultural traditions and joyous festivities. While the country is predominantly Christian, its people also are connected to diverse indigenous cultures, making Christmas celebrations uniquely South Sudanese. VOA News, I am Amer Abraham Quart, reporting from the Upper Nile State's capital, Malakal.
Some Sudanese nationals living in Uganda have mixed feelings about celebrating Christmas outside their country. Some say they are happy celebrating Christmas in Uganda because of security, while others say they miss home and pray for peace in South Sudan so that they can return home and celebrate with their families. Kaltuma Vanessa collected these voices in Uganda.
Had to be in our country, we would have enjoyed well. Yes, because the reduction of food is here. So the food is not even enough for us, for the man. That is one option. And we think about the children needs. It cannot be enough, like clothes, what. Even children are sitting here, tears even. About their celebration of Christmas. They don't have enough. Although we celebrate in hunger, but God is there.
Even if I go the other side, I can also feel the same. But this one here, I feel comfortable when I'm just here. I will just settle and enjoy myself. That is why I've decided this year at least to enjoy from here. Okay, for us, we have always had some arrangements here. Whenever it comes for Xmas, we always contribute and we sit in one place. Most of us who have reached some certain level in school, we always organize ourselves and enjoy things. Secondly, also football. We also enjoy football here. As we talk right now, there is a certain small league being organized, so we are even playing. So I feel fine when I'm beside.
It's actually good when, like, your friends, you go with them out, that's when you'll enjoy it. But to be honest, Christmas is so boring. Like, it's so boring. Yeah, celebrating in South Sudan, like, you'll be having families around you, friends, and there are people are so. You'll get a friend in 0 minutes. But here, like, everyone mind his or her own business. No one got time with you. That's a thing.
Actually, it's a pleasure doing Christmas here. Of course, Christmas is a celebration where families come together or spend times together. But it's also kind of unfortunate for us students who are staying here or to make it there to South Sudan. It's going to be actually a beautiful Christmas. Or in the other side, it's not going to be a beautiful Christmas because... Okay, honestly, South Sudan is a source of our income and our parents there are hustling. So any delaying of salaries, something like of that kind, can also not make Christmas good for us here. Since we are depending that side, so they are our answers. It's actually also a pleasure doing it here. Kampala is actually a peaceful place. You move, you can move anytime. You can... like, take yourself out, and at least the price is okay, and things are okay.
The way we celebrate in our nation, we are happy as we are in our nation. But here, we celebrate like we are sisters, isn't it? That's why you have that name of refugee. That's why you have that name. If it could be like in our nation, we are the citizen, we are the resident of the place. That's the challenge. In our nation there, you celebrate, you feel free. There's no time restrictment of security. Okay, like, security is there in our nation. But here, we celebrate here, there's nothing affecting even any celebration in our time here. We're celebrating, and it is something just maximum nothing, because here there's some rules and regulations to be.
We are hoping that this celebration, Xmas, we see the situation is going well. Because we have been, even here, we are just mobilizing this youth to control that during that Xmas day, to move around, to look for the insecurity. But here, just we see the situation, but it's going well. We are going to celebrate well. Here, we can celebrate in joyful. Just we see, we be at home, laughing, even others, so maybe with the neighbors together, because all my neighbors, they're all around. No one can go outside that. He's going to celebrate it somewhere else. They're all around. That's why we are going to be together. Even we have even a small gathering contributing something for Xmas, preparing for Xmas. Everyone must be together. No hatred, no war. That's why, like the baby, when they give the newborn baby, that it is come very, very clean. Not even the bad thing or the heart or have something badly, no.
Online media journalists in Chad are voicing dissatisfaction and frustrations over officials' refusal to lift a ban on broadcasting of audiovisual content. The Higher Media and Audiovisual Authority accuses journalists of reposting videos without the content producer's permission, but journalists say they are being silenced from reporting on critical election issues. Moki Edwin Kinzika has more from Cameroon.
Journalists reporting for online media platforms say they are surprised that Chad's High Media and Audiovisual Authority, or HAMA, has refused to respect a December 20 Supreme Court decision ordering an immediate end to a ban on broadcasting online media content. Bello Bakari Mana is the president of the Association of Online Media of Chad. Mana took part in a protest Tuesday in N'Djamena against what he calls a deliberate attempt by HAMA to silence Chad's online media. Mana says several hundred online reporters, assisted by local radio, print and TV journalists, are in N'Djamena to let the world know that the media is being silenced in Chad. HAMA says it prohibited online newspapers from broadcasting audiovisual content because many of the newspapers refused to obey an order earlier this year to stop reposting videos from foreign sources, including international media outlets, without the author or media outlet's permission as required by law. HAMA has always complained that online media regularly publish unverifiable information about President Mahamat Idris Deby. Deby became Chad's transitional president in April 2021 after his father, Idris Deby Idnu, was killed in a gun battle with rebels following 30 years in power. Deby was declared the winner of Chad's contested May 6 presidential polls amid opposition and civil society allegations the victory was stolen. Journalists in Chad say by banning online audiovisual content, HAMA wants to silence online media that have been reporting that Deby's Patriotic Salvation Movement, or MPS, wants to use the polls to consolidate its grip on power at all costs. Before the ban and ahead of the December 29 elections, HAMA suspended all interactive online radio and TV programs, arguing that the media do not have sufficient human resources to produce such programs during election periods, a claim the media denied. Last week, Reporters Without Borders asked Chad to reverse its decision and lift the ban. Moki Edwin Kinzeka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
That's all we prepared for you on this Christmas Day, Wednesday, December 25th, 2024. We now leave you with the song Baraka by Jose Chameleon. We have been listening to Jose Chameleon and the song Baraka. I'm your host, John Tanza, on this broadcast from Studio 14 here in Washington. On behalf of our team, Mokbil Yabaru, and our engineer, we wish you a Merry Christmas. Remember to join us tomorrow for another edition of South Sudan in Focus from the Voice of America. Yeah.